This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of Australian jazz brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm your host, Philip James. Steve Barry first met fellow Kiwi Judy Bailey in 2009. Fresh off the plane, actually, from New Zealand, he studied with her at the Sydney Conservatorium, where they improvised quite a bit during his lessons. Their album of improvised music called Elements has just been released on the Rattle Jazz label, and it's full of uncanny telepathy, both in the moment-to-moment choices and the broader arcs of each set. The music was recorded at the Sydney Con on August the 8th, 2018. And the piece we're going to hear, called Tane Rore, I think is named after the person credited with originating the haka. This is Steve Barry and Judy Bailey. A completely improvised piece there from pianists Steve Barry and Judy Bailey from their album Elements. Melissa Oliveira was born in Australia but moved to live in Portugal when she was a teenager. She went on to study at both the Berklee College of Music and the Royal Conservatory in The Hague. But the feel and the sounds of Portugal still infuse her music making. From an album she recorded in Boston with special guests Greg Osby and Jason Palmer, here's a Vocalese version of Wayne Shorter's Footprints. Melissa Oliveira.
Thank you.
Alyssa Oliveira with a version of Footprints from her album In My Garden. Two musicians now who are vastly experienced and accomplished, and for their services to music, both members of the Order of Australia. I'm talking about pianist Tony Gould and saxophonist Graham Lyle. Here is a live recording of them together performing Frank Lesser's composition Inchworm. Ben Robertson is on bass and George Polyvanakis on the drums.
Thank you.
from 1998. That was the Tony Gould Quartet and Inchworm, featuring Graham Lyle on saxophone. Absolutely gorgeous. Amongst other things, Graham Lyle was mentor to our next artist, composer, arranger and leader of her own jazz orchestra, Vanessa Perica. Vanessa's debut album, Love is a Temporary Madness, was launched earlier in 2020, and we're going to hear a piece called Saint Lazare, which features soloists Matt Jodrell on trumpet and Jordan Murray on the trombone. This is the Vanessa Perica Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Made in Australia with me, Philip James. Thanks very much for your company. The track you just heard was the Vanessa Parika Orchestra and the piece Saint Lazare. Music critic Richard Ginman described the music of our next act, Eon Beats, as, and I quote, slickly executed, snappily produced, and as hip as a Charles Eames chair, end quote. Here are the funky jazz act called Eon Beats and a piece called To Be.
We'll be right back.
That was Eon Beats, and I bet they got your feet tapping. The piece was called 2B. Eon Beats, Rick Robertson on sax and programming, Gerard Masters on keyboards, Jeremy Borthwick trombone, Phil Slater trumpet, and Alex Hewitson on bass. If you remember George Harrison's modern standard, Something, the lyrics began, "Something in the way she moves." Well, the inspiration for that opening line came from an earlier James Taylor song with that very title. We're going to hear an instrumental version now of James Taylor's song, Something in the Way She Moves, from the Russell Holmes Trio. Thank you. Russell Holmes on the piano, Matt Willis on bass, and Daniel Sertinger on drums. Something in the Way She Moves from the album Fire and Rain, the James Taylor Project. Cleon Barraclough has been a professional musician since he turned 17 in 2001. He's now considered one of Brisbane's most diverse performers, composers, arrangers and musical directors. We're going to hear a piece from his 2015 album, Technicolor Rain. This is a Latin-tinged number called El Frito. Thank you. That was Cleons 3 and a piece called El Fruto. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia, compiled for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me, Philip James. Our final track comes from Jonathan Swartz off his album called The Remembering and Forgetting of Air. And the musicians are Jonathan Swartz on bass, Barney McCall piano, Phil Slater trumpet, Julian Wilson and Richard McGray on saxophones, James Greening trombone, Steve Magnusson guitar, Hamish Stewart on drums, and Fabian Javier is playing percussion. The track is called Henry's High Life. Thanks for listening to Jazz. I look forward to your company next time on Jazz Made in Australia. Thank you.